You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Goran Denic. Goran, thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Brainerd, for inviting me for this interview.
So, Goran, you're near Belgrade in the hills, and we're talking on September 24th, 2020, so we're still in the middle of the pandemic. What are you doing in the hills, as you say, near Belgrade? Where is that exactly, and what are you doing there?
Yes, well, these hills are, the name of the hill is Kosme, which has an etymology translated into English, means like a dragon, or Kosme. And it is the house of one of the greatest monuments to the Second World War, Brutalist monument. It's called the First Spark, and it's one of the landmarks of ex-Yugoslavia. And it's about 45 kilometers from Belgrade. It's the place where we used to have to organize our program Movable Residences with artists from the region of ex-Yugoslavia and Southern Europe, namely Albania. And since 2013, this house where I'm sitting now has been a home to approximately 80 to 90 people in that period, so though it's a very small house. And at the moment, I just ended basically one interview with the people from Germany, and I'm continuing now with people from States.
So tell me a little bit about that, the movable residency. How does that work? How is that set up and funded? What is that exactly about?
Well, it is a program that basically is supposed to allow artists to travel and work in the region. The program is very, I mean, to call it program, it sounds very serious. It's rather an initiative that our organization took with other organizations from the region, aiming to collaborate. And it has been funded partially through European Cultural Foundation 1 year. During all these years, it was kind of financed with the Ministry of Culture of Republic of Serbia, and by it's called the Traduki Network for Literature and Books. It's a German-based program for basically financing small actions for writers. So this the program that we are running here is a kind of mixed media art program, problematizing basically the processes of transition in Serbia mainly, but in the region as well. So we do have themes like taboos in transition, hospitality versus hostility, things like that that have been kind of themes. Museum of Corruption as well. That was our latest initiative that started building through website just recently with people, with organizations from Romania and Ukraine who have also been our guests here.
So tell me about the Museum of Corruption. Perhaps that can help us, the listeners, to understand how a residency takes place and how artists interact, because is the Museum of Corruption, that's a theme that artists were invited into? How did that work? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. We started this, let's call it, first it was an initiative to establish something that would be called the Museum of Corruption, with the idea that once the corruption is placed in the museum, it becomes a museum object, and it's it loses its power to corrupt. Basically, like from the idea of Soviet avant-garde and Kazimir Malevich or Italian futurists, that once art is placed in the museum, it loses its power of art. So we thought that once we put corruption in the museum, corruption would lose its power to corrupt. So it's a kind of game or even play. And what we did, we basically needed artists to work on various themes or on various departments that we have in the museum, and those departments are like the corruption of time, the corruption of language, the corruption of personality, of institutions, of data. We have six different departments, and artists responded.
So I want to hear more about this. Where does that actually take place? There's a physical structure for that? Is it where you are now?
At the moment, it's just a website. So the museum is online, and the address is museumofcorruption.net. So you can, it's in English. It is supposed to be in Romanian, Ukrainian, Serbian as well, but it will take some time to do translation. So most of the content is in English, so it's kind of internationally understandable. So unfortunately, it does not have its physical space, though it has its address, and it's the flat that basically we live once we are in Belgrade, because you have to register the geographical location of the museum, since I think 2016 or 2017 members of International Council of Museums. So yes, we need a physical address, as a matter of fact, it's not. It is not physical yet. And what artists needed us for was to create artwork, basically, to have the artwork exhibited in the museum. So the first residency that took place in Montenegro, we invited, I think it was 7 or 8 writers who are at the same time journalists, to give some kind of structure. We really had no idea what it may be. So we had like long, all-night conversations about what a corruption may be, what an artist can contribute in, not fight against the corruption, but in talks about corruption, in maybe making a theater place about corruption, something that would ideally be identified as an anti-corruption campaign, because we don't want to do that. We want to really make fun out of this out of this phenomenon, which is so kind of present since the beginning of humankind, and in order to be able to play fun, to like make jokes with corruption, you have really to do a hell of a lot of research. So the first was to deal with personal kind of storytelling about corruption. So we needed, and we got stories by authors from Bosnia, Austria, Slovenia, Montenegro, Albania. They all shared their personal interpretations and their personal visions of what happened to that. And those were our kind of first exhibits in non-yet existing museum.
And so,
this
is part of the how does this relate to the residency program as well? This is a project of the same group, or how does this relate to the residency program?
Well, basically, the artists who were in Montenegro residency were part of our movable residency program. The theme of that year movable residency was Museum of Corruption. So basically, it's very simple to say that we invited people who were interested in basically being corrupt, because we stayed in a very nice old stone villa on the Montenegrin seaside with a beautiful sea view, and everything there was meant to corrupt artists to work for the benefit of us, of the program, and of the project. But it evolved into really series of very well accepted kind of open talks with local communities. So we had in that particular village, there are five people only living, but we had guests coming from the nearby town to basically talk and listen about these stories in connection with corruption. And at that time, it was very, very, the Balkans itself, the Montenegro, the Serbia, the Albania, our target countries are infested with corruption. So we thought that with something that is so widely known, that we could have an interesting outcomes. So we had recorded most of these stories, and there was a plan to publish a book. So we did some kind of collecting and transcribing these stories, but it actually never has been published to the full extent. So in terms of residency, it had this kind of look like a residency, with artists being there, with artists. When I say artists, I mean authors. They are writers and journalists. And it was a physical residency that was a part of our movable residency program. Movable because it allows artists to move. Very simple, to move around the region and basically meet people, talk to people, gain some new experiences, and work with other peer-to-peer work or something like that.
I like that. Gordon, let's talk about your book, rather than saving it to the end, because I know this is what you're reading now. Tell me a little bit about your book.
Well, it's called, it's something that that it's titled basically An Illustrated Guide Through Corruption for Beginners, and it has been inspired by all these books called A Guide for Dummies, for anything. So I thought that it would have been a good kind of thing to get some kind of insight. So I did the research with one Romanian and one Serbian researcher on corruption entries for the book, and book contains all departments of the museum. So it's a kind of catalog for the museum, or kind of intro into the museum, or something that will allow people to, that actually is supposed to encourage people to react in terms of artistic reaction to the corruption in the vicinity. But
is this book written in English or?
No, it's in Serbian. Though there is an English translation that is not yet published. I mean, I translated it, and we are waiting now for our Romanian partners to do a translation into Romania. But I can send you a translation with ease if you are interested. I have
For the listeners, there'll be links to the Museum of Corruption. There'll be a link to the book in Serbian if possible, and if we can link to anything else relating to it, that'll be here in the interview for listeners to explore. So do you want to say anything else? Let me ask you one more question. Usually I ask, what are you reading at the moment? And I imagine this is what you're looking into. Is there anything else you want to say about this book or anything else that you're reading at the moment?
Well, I'm reading Borges. I don't know whether there are short stories on Borges that I'm quite fond. I used to read quite a lot of Latin American literature when I was a student.
Goran, thanks so much for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure, and thank you for sharing this work. I'm sure many of the listeners will go to these links because what you're talking about sounds fascinating. So Goran, again, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. I hope I was not boring, and I hope that it will have some resonance in the U.S.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.